The east limb of the cathedral was the most important part and contained three of the elements that were absolutely central to the worship of the canons who served the cathedral. In the western bay, in what was part of the choir, there were the stalls for the canons where they sat to take part in the seven daily services, known as the hours, that took place every day. And they would also sit there in the two or more masses that took place at the principal altar. As originally laid out, the principal altar was probably at the far east end of the building, but at a later stage, that part of the building was cut off to form a relic chamber. We're not entirely sure what relics there were there, but it is very likely that those that were thought to be of St. Andrew's would be there, and of course they'd be flooded with light from windows in the three sides of that easternmost part of the building, which had no aisles flanking in it. The rest of the eastern limb did have aisles flanking it, and there were chapels at the east end of each, and possibly partway down the aisles as well.